Do Christians struggle with submission to authority? Have you ever discovered rebellion in your life? Well, I have, and we're going to talk about that today in the Word. Good morning, and welcome back to Today in the Word. Hi, I'm Glenn Schaefer, and we're walking through the book of Romans. Thank you for joining us. Take just a moment and subscribe or like these videos, and let's get them out. Any questions you may have, email me at glennschaefer@doc.tv. Today, we're addressing a very important subject on authority and submission. After 40 years of pastoring, I can say this, every church problem is an authority issue. It's either an abuse of authority, a misuse of authority, or insubordination of authority. It may come very subtly. And here in Romans, as we walk through the book of Romans, chapter 13, Paul challenges us to see that all authority is established by God. When Jesus rose on high, he said, "All authority, both in heaven and earth, has been given unto me." That means there is no authority that's not of God. All authority is deputized or delegated authority, whether it's in civil authority, whether it's in the home, or operating in the body of Christ in the church. There's a lot to be said that we don't have time to address on authority, but I want to address some issues of the heart. The reason this is so important, because the whole nature of Satan himself and of evil is of rebellion. And there's a story where Saul, King Saul, was told by God to go destroy the Amalekites and everything that they own, all the cattle, all the sheep. Yet, he did not fully obey. He kept back the king, and he also kept back some of the sheep and animals. He said to offer as a sacrifice. It's amazing how we can justify our own rebellion. I've seen that in myself, where those are stupid rules. Well, they probably were. And I saw that in early days in Bible college. I'm not saying that I don't see it still occasionally now, but oh, those are just stupid rules. What we have to realize is our heart has to remain submissive. As we taught last time, yes, there's times we cannot obey when we're asked to do something or commanded to do something that's contrary to God's word. But the attitude of the kingdom is to see God's authority, even in civil authority, when they're tyrants and they're wrong, let God address them. Doesn't mean that it's not appropriate to speak up. Paul even appealed to Caesar when he was in prison. And he said, "You come and take me out of this prison and take me to Caesar." He appealed to higher authority. I'm not saying that you don't have rights, but if you gotta be careful with this idea of rights in the heart of the believer, because you will push yourself beyond what God is leading you to do. And that's what Saul did. So when Samuel the prophet heard the sheep bleeding, he said, "I thought God told you to destroy those." And Saul said, "I brought these back to offer as a sacrifice to God." And Samuel said that God wants obedience more than sacrifice. And I can say this, partial obedience is disobedience. You can also continue with what he said, that rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft or divination, and stubbornness is as idolatry. Why? Because a witch are trying to get their future. They're trying to control their future. They're not trusting God. They want to be in charge of their own life. So rebellion is to resist God in your life. He who resists authority resists God. And it's like witchcraft. And stubbornness is like idolatry. because you set yourself up against God's authorities. There's a lot to be said about this. I've noticed in the early days when the Lord began to show us this back in the 80s, I found out how much I'd be driving down the road and I'd hit the brake real, I'd see a highway patrol and my foot would come off of the accelerator. I'd hit the brake and my wife said, "You weren't even speeding." I said, "I know, but speeding was in my heart." I realized, wait a minute, I've not been seeing authority. Maybe I have just been for wrath's sake, but not for conscience sake. And that's what Paul was teaching. And he leads right into that today, into Romans 13. Let's pick up here in verse 6, a verse that we Christians, conservative Christians, might not want to read. But let me read it. "For," talking about honoring authorities, "for because of this, you also pay taxes." Oh, "for they are God's ministers attending continually to this very thing." So you pay taxes because they're serving as ministers of God. You say, wait a minute, it's out of order, too high taxes. Well, I get that. And I think there's something to be said about that. Because in 1 Samuel chapter 8, when God's people demanded to have a king, God warned them. "He'll take your children and make them servants, take your animals and demand 10% from them, take your vineyards and demand 10%. They're going to tax you 10%. And there's an excessiveness of taxation because governments are restricted biblically of what they can and cannot do. Most of what we see going on in our present taxation and government is governments offering services that are not biblically mandated. So that's a whole nother subject. So there is a place to speak up against high taxation, but what I want us to see, the heart is to pay those taxes and customs. That means fees. Sometimes those fees are hidden taxes, aren't they? But it's the heart. "Render it unto them. Give it to them. Therefore," let me continue reading here. Verse 7, "Render therefore to all their due, taxes to whom taxes are due, customs or fees to whom customs, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor." Let there be respect and honor given to those who are in authority. I know God uses terrible things and evil things and turns it around to bring mighty changes in the world around us. But we as Christians have to be careful that we maintain the proper attitude and heart and not buy into a rebellious heart that sets ourselves up above others. Now, Paul has been addressing this all through the proper attitude, the 22 behaviors that we went through as Christians that we are to do. He continues really with the same thing in chapter 13, to have the heart to honor authorities. Can I ask you a question? Has the Lord shown you any place in your heart where you've set yourself up higher than you ought to, rather than honoring God by submitting to authority? If you see authority as what God has placed, even if they're out of order. One time I said to a guy, talking to him about submission, and he said, "You know, I've never met someone that I could submit to. I'm looking for the right person." In other words, no one was perfect for him. You're not looking for perfection. It's not the person. It's the place of authority that God has set in your life. And yes, it's people, but it is God's authority that he establishes. The sooner you get that, the more you relax, the more you can honor and respect. And remember to let God deal with them when they're out of order. We have to see God active today, not just someday in the future where he'll give those sinners what for, but now God is at work in the earth. How about us shifting right now today to respect and give honor to whom honor, respect to whom respect, and do it as unto the Lord in honoring authority. Thank you for joining me today.